This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The Kruger Rock Fire on the south side of Estes Park has grown to 100 acres. Since it started this morning, fire officials ordered residents in neighborhoods bordering U.S. 36 to evacuate. The highway is closed between Lyons and Estes Park. The Forest Service has closed parts of the Arapaho and Roosevelt National Forest near Highway 36. No damage to report so far. Much of the Front Range is experiencing critical fire conditions today. The City of Aurora and the State Attorney General have inked a landmark agreement to reform the police and fire departments. CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
The state found that Aurora police arrested black residents at a rate more than double their population in the city. Officers escalated situations where use of force could have been avoided. Now the police department is agreeing to a set of reforms. Attorney General Phil Weiser.
The ultimate goal of this consent decree is to elevate policing and to improve public safety here in Aurora.
The department will have to hire a more diverse force and train them differently. Chief Vanessa Wilson said that they were committed to change.
Because we're not going to shy away from reform. And I can tell you that the officers out on the street are doing it with duty, honor, integrity, and realizing there will be accountability.
On Monday, the agreement goes before Aurora City Council. The city will hire an independent monitor to keep track of progress. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
Another unseasonably warm day along the Front Range, 67 in Denver and Fort Collins. It's 57 in Grand Junction, and in Vail at this hour, the temperature is 48 degrees. This is CPR News.